This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusa. Anthony Brooks is out today. A key Beacon Hill lawmaker says that a controversial three strikes crime bill is on track for approval by the legislature before the end of the current session in July. The sweeping overhaul of the state's sentencing laws would bar parole for three-time violent offenders while abolishing mandatory minimum sentences for nonviolent drug offenders.
The proposals gained widespread political support following two high-profile crimes, the 1999 rape and murder of Melissa Gosel, who was killed by a man with 27 prior convictions, and the 2010 shooting death of Woburn police officer John McGuire. He was killed by Dominic Sinelli, a career criminal on parole. And while those cases are tragic, critics of the three strikes laws see politics, not justice, at play here. Nancy Gertner is a retired U.S. district judge and currently a professor at Harvard Law School. Her opposition to three strikes laws in Massachusetts comes from direct experience on the bench, as I found out when I asked her if she had ever felt her hands had been tied by mandatory sentencing.
Over and over again. Now, most of the time, federal court doesn't deal as much with violent crime, so most of my examples deal with drug cases. But, for example, the drug statutes would be triggered by a certain quantity. Someone would be dealing a certain quantity of crack. And if that amount was triggered, he was suddenly at a mandatory minimum. Well, as I said in decisions that I wrote, there's a difference between one guy who was dealing crack, let's say, for the purposes of getting school supplies for his sisters, going home at night to the car in which he lived, versus the guy who's dealing the same quantity of crack but is, you know, buying a Porsche. In other words, the statute didn't make distinctions beyond quantity, but I saw those distinctions in the people I sentenced. And it's the same thing here. We draft criminal statutes in relatively broad language, assault and battery. We rely on the prosecutor's discretion as to what category to put it in. And then we impose a 25-year term on a category that could include people that you may not want to see in jail for that amount of time, but we have lost all control over it.
Judge Gertner, I hear your frustration regarding those cases that you've heard, but on the other hand, there are people out there who make the argument that putting some kind of regulation into place, I mean, specifically, say, those that may apply to violent reoffenders, by doing that, we would actually prevent some serious and tragic crimes like we've seen already in Massachusetts.
The two cases that are the poster children for this legislation, the legislation far outstrips anything having to do with these two cases. So one was the horrible murder of Melissa Gosel, where the perpetrator had a nonviolent record.
Mm-hmm.
If this bill covers people like him, we will be incarcerating people way out of proportion to what we should.
If the bill covers nonviolent
right.
offenders.
And I understand that they've attempted to restrict it to violent offenders. I make this point only because the Melissa Gosel case has become the rationale for the bill. And of course it isn't. That was not something that would have been addressed by this bill. The second rationale for the bill is the Sinelli case. And Sinelli was an issue of supervision. He was released from prison. Perhaps people might think he shouldn't have been. He was released. He was doing fine for 2 years, and then he fell off the wagon and went back to using drugs. It was an issue of supervision. And as I've said many times before, the more money you put into walls, the less money you have to supervise people.
But in the case of Dominic Sinelli, falling off the wagon ended up in the death of a Woburn police officer.
Absolutely. And so the question becomes, how is that prevented? One would be perhaps a three strikes law that says if you have multiple life terms, you know, you go away for life. That deals with Sinelli. The other thing we might do is to say we put money into supervision. So when parolees who have been in jail for a long time and need lots of help begin to have trouble, we can catch them.
Judge Gertner, let me ask you, I mean, regarding that Sinelli case, we have spoken in the past with Representative David Linsky of Natick, who was on the conference committee that was dealing with this three strikes legislation. And he said something to the effect of what you had just echoed, that if the bill ends up focusing on those repeat violent offenders, that a small number of people who may cause a disproportionate amount of violent crime are the only ones that would fall, you know, into this net. And that in that way, it would be a successful law, because by removing those people permanently from the streets of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, you may have a quite profound effect on the overall crime rate.
Well, as I said, the crime rate's already down without this. So we're now legislating for a single case. Well, we're legislating for two cases. And we're legislating generically. We're putting way more into that category than just multiple life crimes. So you address that. You don't deal with assault and battery. You don't deal with breaking and entering. You don't deal with stalking. You don't deal with child pornography. I'm dealing with an earlier version of the bill, but this is where the politics come in. You don't deal with all of the myriad categories that are in this bill, which is far outstripping anything we need.
Mm-hmm.
The other point that has to be said is that what the public is doing is trading judicial discretion for prosecutorial discretion. The prosecutor chooses what the category of crime is, and therefore whether someone is going away for a long time. In a mandatory minimum situation, the judge is a bystander. And, you know, there are wonderful prosecutors in this state, but I would rather have a judge exercising discretion subject to appeal and accountability in a transparent way rather than a prosecutor deciding that this is a three strikes case.
Mm-hmm. Judge Gertner, if I may just play devil's advocate here in this conversation, other people look upon judicial discretion as exactly the thing that's led to repeat violent offenders being out on the street, being in a parole system that has so many holes in it. That
you see, but that's an illusion. Massachusetts, I have the statistics in front of me. Massachusetts incarceration rate without this additional legislation has grown. Incarceration rate was at 3.2%, 1.7% was the national rate. Judges feeling the heat from the public have in fact been incarcerating more. So the notion of using a thermonuclear, a three strikes bill for the purpose of targeting the one or two people who are slipping through the cracks makes no sense. And it's not costless. I'm not just talking about the cost in terms of money. It's not costless to send people away for a long time. They get out at some point. And then we're dealing with the, you know, the rubble of their lives.
Mm.
Then we're dealing, Massachusetts now has a geriatric prison wing for people who have been in 40 and 50 years. It's not costless to overgeneralize in the way these bills do.
Is there no version of a three-strikes bill which you think would be satisfactory?
Well, you know, I'm opposed in general, but if people wanted to address the Sinelli situation, craft a bill that says that anyone with multiple life terms does not get out. But you don't jump into it, particularly in this economy, and particularly given the statistics that violent crime is down.
Nancy Gertner is a retired U.S. District Judge and a current professor at the Harvard Law School. Judge Gertner, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.